This is the Texas Standard. I'm Joy Diaz. As of now, about 500,000 people have registered to vote for July's presidential election. And if you're thinking, huh? Well, I'm talking about Mexico's presidential election. There are a few things you probably should know about this election since, you know, we are talking about our neighbor to the south. So for that, we invited Professor Kenneth Green to come in. He's an associate professor of government at the University of Texas at Austin, and he specializes not only in elections outside the United States, but also in Mexican politics. Professor Green, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Glad to be here.
So talk to me a little bit about this history. You know, Mexico does not re-elect presidents. We do. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on there?
Well, the idea of prohibiting re-election of presidents and other executive governors included goes all the way back to the 1857 Constitution. It was changed temporarily under Porfirio Díaz, who most think of as a dictator up until the 1910 revolution.
Let's say no relation to Joy Díaz.
Ah, correct. Yes, so far that we know. And then codified into law in 1933.
So in Mexico, there's no re-election for president, no re-election for governors, but there is a new thing, and it just recently kicked in. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so there's a recent reform that allows for mayors and congressional candidates in the lower house and the upper house to be re-elected for several consecutive terms. It varies by office. And the first cohort of public officials who will be allowed to gain re-election is this year. So the ones that come in now in 2018 will be eligible for re-election.
You know, I've lived in both systems. I've lived in Mexico and I've seen the 6-year, you know, one term. I've seen the 4-year term and then presidents being reelected in the United States. And it seems like there would be pros and cons to both of these. Can you think of any pros and cons?
Well, on the pro side, you get rotation in power, right? This is the original idea that Francisco Madero had that helped spark the revolution back in 1910. His not very bumper sticker worthy slogan was effective suffrage, no re-election.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was we need elite rotation in power. And so it helps solve intra-elite conflicts if you've got rotation in power. And that's still the case because there are always more ambitious politicians than there are offices to fill. So that's on the pro side. On the con side, 6 years might not be enough to complete some projects. And the fact that the sitting president doesn't need to gain popular support for re-election can limit accountability to the voters.
Yeah, on the side of the projects, I was thinking, you know, if you have a big reform, sometimes it takes 1, 2, 3 years to implement, and then that's it. You are almost on your way out, and you don't know if it works, if it doesn't work, and then what happens after that?
Right. So there may be not a huge difference between 6 years and 8 years in office, but potentially the last year. I haven't really thought about how much lame duck presidents in the U.S. get done in the last 2 years relative to the Mexico system with 6 years. But hypothetically, it's possible that you wouldn't be able to get things done.
So, Professor Green, is there any desire to change the term limits, presidential term limits in Mexico?
Not much. About 70% of the electorate in public opinion polls says it's staunchly against changing presidential term limits. And I haven't seen similar polling about governors, but I imagine the notion extends to governors as well.
Kenneth Green is Associate Professor of Government at the University of Texas at Austin. Professor Green, thanks for your time.
Happy to be here.